It's really great to have Professor Hoover from Virginia Polytechnic Institute. It's great to see you here today, and welcome to our show.
Thank you, Hanyi. I'm really glad to be here. Let me just first explain the course. It's the first Virginia Tech course to go to China in the summer as an education abroad, and we're here to study intensive Chinese, Mandarin Chinese, and also Chinese culture and some history lecture as well. There's about five of us, and we've been joined also in our lessons with a couple of students from the University of Michigan as well. So it's a nice group for a language lesson.
Sounds great. So you're responsible for the whole program here.
Well, the Virginia Tech people have been working on the American side, and there's a lot of really great people working on it here. We've got the Office of Foreign Affairs, the Office of Public Affairs, and the Office for Teaching Administration. So there's a lot of people involved in it. There's been a lot of great collaboration, and we've sort of developed the saying for international collaboration, you need trust and flexibility, and that's been the key words so far, and it's been working out really well.
Is it the first time that you have such kind of cooperation with USTC?
Yes, it is, although USTC has sent some students to Virginia Tech, so we have some Chinese Hokies already.
I understand that you speak a little bit of Chinese.
I do. I have a master's in Chinese literature. I studied Tang Dynasty poetry. But that was a long time ago. I just enjoy working with students, and I enjoy traveling, and so those two things together. They asked me at the Language and Culture Institute, the Virginia Tech Language and Culture Institute, and the Office for Foreign Language and Literature to help out with bringing the students here. My role in this is not to teach Chinese, because we have excellent Chinese teachers here at the USTC. Who trained in Beijing to teach foreign students. My role really is to try to just coordinate things, to make sure everybody's okay. Once in a while, give them a tip on how to study languages, because I've studied a lot of languages in my life. So my job is to try to make it as smooth and as enjoyable as possible.
So USTC offers regular Chinese courses to students from Virginia Tech, right?
Well, this is an elementary class, so it's elementary Chinese. Everybody here is just in the very beginning, but, you know, we've been here now about 4.5 or 5 weeks, and people are beginning to speak Chinese.
Really?
Yeah, it's really nice to hear them.
Yeah, I want to test a little bit.
Yeah, you can test them a little bit, yeah.
Okay. Matt?
Yeah, sure, I'll introduce myself in Chinese.
In Chinese.
我来介绍一下,我是美国六岁时温天赐,我学习汉语,我爱吃饺子,也爱喝茶,我爱打篮球。他可真天才啊。Very
good, actually.
So, I called you a genius.
So how long have you been here in this province, in Anhui?
In Anhui, about 5 weeks now.
Have you been traveling a little bit here in Anhui province?
Yes, we have. We've been to Huangshan a couple weeks ago. It was quite gorgeous. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Well, they say it's kind of like 500 years back in time.
I felt,
what do you think?
Yeah, I felt at peace and just amazed at what I was seeing. Some of the stuff that I was seeing, I couldn't believe. I was like, I only see this in dreams. I think the coolest thing that we saw, it wasn't like a scenic spot, but definitely the best thing I've ever seen has been the sunrise on top of the mountain there. I mean, that was just so gorgeous to see the sun come up over the clouds, and just the rolling hills that you saw was just phenomenal.
So you stayed overnight on top of the mountain, right?
Yes, we did.
I heard that some movies, like Avatar, some part of it was actually shot there.
I could believe it, because some of it did remind me of Avatar.
Really?
Yeah, the floating mountains of Pandora definitely reminded me.
You've been here for 5+ weeks, and do you miss family and friends back in the States?
Yes, I do very much. I miss my family, miss some of my friends, and I miss the food. definitely miss the food. And don't get me wrong, I love Chinese food. It has been phenomenal, but just you can't find a good burger or pizza anywhere.
I totally understand.
Yeah, I miss my family and friends a lot.
And do you call them very often these days?
I don't call them because it costs too much money, but I email my parents probably every other day and my friends usually once a week when we get back from traveling on the weekends, just to show them some pictures and just give them little stories about stuff that happened while we were there.
Have you reported some interesting encounters here in Anhui Province?
Yeah, when people come up and ask to take pictures with us, people back home think that's really funny because at home we're nothing special, but here it's like you're a celebrity, so they think that's pretty funny.
You just find yourself in Hollywood here.
Yeah.
You're quite a star. Jamie, right?
Yes.
I think Jamie would be a star anywhere.
So far, we've had a lot of different types of food since we've been able to travel all around the country, stopping in Shanghai for a few days, then going on to Hefei and Nanjing and Huangshan. Not gonna lie, I know some people don't agree with me, but so far I just enjoy the cafeterias and all the small places we go to, like all the restaurants we've seen. I don't know. It's just Anhui cuisine in particular is really delicious for all of their amazing different types of chicken dishes. We've had some incredible chicken soup, which was just unbelievable. And
best ever you've ever tried, right?
Absolutely. Just incredible soup. All of their bakery items, you know, have been amazing. Like, I've never seen hot dogs cooked into croissants, but it's incredible.
Do you still remember the Chinese names of these dishes? Anhui cuisine, right?
Yeah, Anhui cuisine. Not too many of them. Just a few that we've had several times or that we've learned in class. Like, one of my favorites isn't specific to Anhui, but Juro Jiaozi, if that's correct. I think I'm just saying pork and then jiaozi. That's how you say it, actually. That always tastes good. I think I might have eaten my own body weight in jiaozi the first week we were here. It was really good. So jiaozi, baozi as well. We've had mapo tofu several times, which is just the spiciest tasting tofu I've ever had. Normally in America, you hear tofu and you just think bland, you know, no texture, no flavor. And then we get here and it's just completely different. And the tofu is really good. And yeah, lots of other things, but I'm making myself hungry, so maybe we should ask a different question.
So your name is?
My name's Garrett. I am also known as Hao Jianxiong.
Hao Jianxiong.
Apparently means sword hero, so...
Did you pick...
I lucked out. I lucked out the name lottery here, so... They were all given to us by our speaking Chinese professor on the first day of class so that we could, you know, get used to pronunciation and be able to say, hello, my name is... and not say, you know, Wo Jiao Garrett, which sounds strange. So, yeah, we've gotten used to our names. I've finally been able to learn or remember how to write the characters of my name after about 4.5 weeks.
Interesting. You take various courses here, like Chinese culture.
Yes, we have taken tons of culture classes, and we also, the primary reason that we're here is for speaking and listening Chinese. But my favorite classes have probably been the culture classes because they're hands-on and they're fun and you get to learn more about the language in a different way. So we've done classes like Tai Chi and we've had a cooking class. We've also had calligraphy class and some music classes. My favorite was probably the cooking class just because we got to make jiaozi and then we got to learn about all these dining etiquette rules that we had should have probably known before we came here, but it was fun to just kind of realize how we should have been eating for the while we're here and how it's different from the U.S.
And how many teachers do we have here at USTC?
We have a lot of teachers, actually. Each culture class has a different teacher, but we have two primary Chinese teachers, one for speaking and one for listening.
You actually are practicing Tai Chi, right? Or are you inspired by these Bruce Lee movies?
Oh, I don't know. The guys might be, but I'm not.
Yeah, the guys definitely like the Tai Chi a lot more than the girls. The Tai Chi is easily my favorite class, simply because I've always wanted to study martial arts, and I've just never had the time in the States to do it. And so to be taught a martial art the same way you would be taught a dance, and then be able to just completely knock someone back or over just from a dance that your instructor just taught you is pretty cool.
So you are a team here, and you met a lot of students here. I mean, fellow students at USTC, and some other students from the States too, right?
Yeah, we met a fairly large number of diverse people here. We met very many interesting Chinese people, but also people that have come to the UST to study. Like, we have two friends from the University of Michigan, mm-hmm. One of which is here. We've met German physicists other than from Michigan, German students from Germany. We've met Australians. We've met
Czech Republic.
A friend from Czech Republic who was here to study international law. So that's been definitely one of my favorite points about this trip, is just meeting all diverse people from everywhere, mm-hmm. not only China.
Sure. Also, today we have Nicole from University of Michigan here in our studio too.
Yeah. This summer, the University of Michigan also for the first time sent over a few students, but unlike Virginia Tech, which sent their students for cultural classes, the three of us, all from the physics department, came to do research.
Regular exchanges between the two universities.
They want to make it a regular exchange, but since it's just the first summer, it's more of a trial stage. But depending on how this goes, and I think it's going pretty well so far, they're going to try to do it again next year. It's me along with two other students, and to complete the exchange part of the program, USTC sent four students to Michigan for the summer.
Mm-hmm. So you met all these guys and girls from Virginia Tech, right?
Yeah, on the first day of class, we actually went to the classes too. And on the first day of class, we met the kids from Virginia Tech, and we had the common connection of being in a foreign country and not understanding the language, so we became friends more or less right away.